DVR. The English goes from left to right, the Hebrew from right to left. DVR. Now that word is a root, Hebrew root word. You don't write the vowels in Hebrew normally unless it's pointed Hebrew for us non-Hebrew speakers. But that word, depending on what vowels you put with it, can mean to speak, deber. It can mean leader, dabar. It can mean holy of holies, devir. And it also is the word for desert. In this case, midbar. Now the rabbis noted, I wonder why the word for desert comes from a word that can mean to speak. Ah, because in the desert, God speaks. Elijah had to go back to the desert before he was ready to hear God speak. In the desert, you can hear God speak better than you can where you're in the promised land and all the stuff that you have gets in the way of listening. It's also the place where you learn both how to lead and you learn how to follow the lead. So the word desert and the word leader come from the same root. It's also the place where God is. And so the word for holy of holies, that inner place where God's presence dwells, is the same word as the word for desert. Because when you go in the desert, the deeper in the desert you go, the closer you find yourself to God. Now, that's enough background. I got more yet. There are four different deserts. Sorry. Just bear with my frustration. I want to take you to the text. But there's the Sinai. That's the worst desert. Then there's Tzin. Say Tzin. That's a little bit less severe. Then there's the Negev. That's a little bit less severe yet. And the wilderness of Judea. I wouldn't say that's less severe, but it's much smaller. So it's probably not as intense because you can go in and out of it much more easily. Now, I'd like to take you to that desert tonight and ask, why is it that God wanted his people to be rooted, planted originally in the desert? What did he want to teach them? What did he want to test them with? What kinds of lessons are the desert lessons that every person has to learn if we want to follow God? Well, come with me. If we can we dim a little bit? Maybe you can see it better than I can. It feels a little washed out here. I want to take you there. Now, on a cold night, you need to imagine 120 degrees at noon, cold at midnight, no question, and rain rarely, if ever, in most of these places. Notice the severity of the terrain. Incredibly rugged. Steep mountains, difficult underfoot, not bugs so much, but scorpions everywhere, poisonous snakes not uncommon at all, though not maybe of the deadly kind that you might find in some other countries, but an extremely difficult place to live. And God said, that's where I want you. I want to bring you here because it's there that you will learn to follow my lead and you will experience that I am your God. So he leads this whole nation out of a fairly fertile country, out into the desert, and in effect, over time, leaves them there for 40 years to raise up a whole generation of people that knew how to live desert lifestyle. It's unbelievable. I love to go there because it's so intense. It pushes you right to the limit. Even the people who live there will tell you, you have to live so carefully because you're always right at the limit of what you're able to bear. So come with me. The first thing the children of Israel came to when they entered the desert was a group of people called the Amalekites, Amalekim, the Amalekites. Now, here's the story. So let's learn the first desert lesson that Israel learned. They left Egypt and they came out into the desert. When they got there, there were groups of nomadic people who lived there or passed through there called the Amalekites. We say in English, Amalekites, I think, the Amalekites. The Amalekites attacked the back of the group, the weak, the old, and the poor. Those who were not as strong, those who had lagged behind because they were tired, according to another passage in the book of Deuteronomy. God said to Moses, okay, I've had it. Nobody touches my people. First desert lesson. If you belong to the people of God, you have a special place in God's hand because God cares deeply about you. Nobody is going to touch my people, God said. So get ready, get the army together. Moses, you go sit up on a hill and you go take on these Amalekites. You remember the story. When Moses raised his hand, the children of Israel were superior. When his hands got tired and they fell down, the Amalekites were superior. And eventually his Aaron and Hur had to stand and hold his arms up. You remember the story. Now, the rabbis said,